Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm gonna sound like a big nerd when we get to our Richard of the Week later on.
Geek?
Yeah, big time, dude. I'm gonna sound like a nerd, but I think I'm gonna make some sense when I get to it. We'll talk to somebody who's not gonna sound like a nerd in Sean Smith at 9 o'clock. He might be off the rails today. I'm not sure where he's at, but we're gonna find out. We talk a lot about what the Chiefs need to fix because there's a lot to fix, and it does start with the owner opening that checkbook and maybe going and finding some pieces in free agency as well as your draft, right? You've got to let your GM go out there and get guys that he knows that he can put on this team and fix the problems. And I know there's people in New York right now that are Mets fans that are pretty annoyed, right, with Steve Cohen, who's the richest owner in baseball. And, you know, he basically tells Mets fans to stay calm, right? They had the, most expensive roster last year with the help of Mr. Soto
with
a $700 million contract. Mm-hmm. We've seen them get rid of Edwin Diaz. We've seen them get rid of Pete Alonso and another guy that I forgot the name of, but they've let go of three guys that not let go necessarily, but did not retain. Mm-hmm. Obviously Soto got the 150 or not Soto, but Alonso got 150 mil
right
from an owner who doesn't normally spend a ton of money.
Well, they're new owners. And so they need to go out there and spend some cash. So
sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested to know that if it does go south on Sunday, when do we start to kind of think about looking on, you know, the football reference page of who are top free agents in next year's league for the 26-27 season in the NFL? And again, that all starts with Mr. Clark Hunt to be able to go out there and say, hey, I don't want to go through this again. I realize what we have at quarterback and Patrick Mahomes. We cannot miss the playoffs with him at 30 years old. What do you need, Brett? Here's my checkbook. Because what do you do with Andy Reid? You're not going to Arizona. You're staying here. Here's a blank check. What do you want? What do you need? And it turned the franchise around. I'm not saying the franchise is, you know, completely lost and gone. That's not what I'm saying. But from what we have had to what we have now is a massive difference. Uh-huh. And I think you've got to go get a new revamped roster. And again, I think that starts at the top with the owner.
It does. It starts with Clark Hunt enabling his guys, Brett Veach and Andy Reid, to go out there and make the roster better. If Clark Hunt doesn't enable those guys and doesn't allow those guys and doesn't equip those guys to go out there and make make that roster better, you know, this offseason, then there's nothing that Andy Reid and Brett Veach can do. But yet everybody will blame Andy Reid and Brett Veach. You didn't do enough in free agency. Well, maybe we weren't allowed to do enough in free agency. Maybe we had a budget and the owner said we have to be inside this budget and this is what it is. And so we weren't able to do everything that we wanted to do. And that's why I think going into this offseason, I want to hear Clark Hunt's disappointment this offseason. I want to ask you guys, what do you want to hear from Clark Hunt on the last day of the season? Because what I want to hear from Clark Hunt on the last day of the season was, we hit a bump in the road this year, and we're not doing this again. We have arguably the best quarterback of his era playing in his prime right now. We do not have the ability or the room to miss the postseason again as long as we have Patrick Mahomes as our quarterback. And as the owner of this franchise, I am going to go out there and I am going to enable my guys, my coach, my general manager, my scouts to go out there and get the best possible people. I'm not going to allow money to get in the way. I'm not going to allow anything to get in the way of how we turn this roster around, because we don't have a lot of time left with Patrick Mahomes. We just don't. That's the reality. Did you see what Joe Burrow did this week, right? You saw Andrew Luck walk away. Guys aren't staying around for 100 years like Tom Brady did, okay? That's not the norm. What Phillip Rivers is doing, not the norm. Guys are leaving the game a lot sooner. They're making a lot more money earlier, and they don't have to put all the wear and tear on their bodies to make money and to become rich and successful. So they walk away after they I got $200 million in the bank. I'm good. I don't need to do this anymore. So the time is dwindling with Patrick Mahomes. I want to hear Clark Hunt say, we are going to maximize every single year that we have Patrick Mahomes. And as the owner of this franchise, I promise to this fan base, we're not going to go through a season like this again as long as number 15 is our quarterback. I need to hear that from ownership this offseason.
Yeah, I need urgency. I need him to know how flat out unacceptable this season was and the result of it. And it can't happen again. I mean, you mentioned time at Mahomes. Imagine if this has happened again next year. That's 2 years out of 15. I mean, you do the math. That's a lot of time you've just wasted for the face of the league. So, yeah, I need him to – I don't want to hear what I've heard from Andy Reid all season. Oh, we're just close. We're a step away, just off. We'll fix some things. Like, no, huge changes need to be made, and I hope Clark Hunt has that urgent attitude.
Yeah. I think there does need to be a sense of urgency this offseason, because every team around the league now, number one, they're not scared of you. Number two, they're built to beat you. And number three, they really don't care about you anymore. You know, like you're not the big bad wolf as you were a year ago or 2 years ago or anything like that. You know, you're the team now that everybody can target and figure out how to beat. And so if you're Clark Hunt, you have to say, how did we go from unbeatable to a very beatable team? Like, where is the disconnect? Where did that happen? Did the roster get old? Did we just get tired from winning too much, which is a very real possibility? But I also think this is where ownership has to step up and say, all right, I'm going to get involved now, and I'm going to make sure that we do get the best possible players. I'm not going to lose bidding wars. I'm not going to lose signing bonus wars or anything like that. We're going to go out there, and we are going to bring the best players in to Kansas City to give Patrick Mahomes the best surrounding cast that we can. And I don't think they've done that over the last couple of years, right? From an outside looking in standpoint, seeing where we are right now, they've let the wide receiver room crumble. They let the running back room crumble. They let the defensive line room crumble, you know, right now. So I need Clark to be very, very, very lenient with the checkbook this year. I do. I think he needs to allow these guys to go out there and do what they feel is necessary to put the best players back on the field.
And you said that you've got maybe a list of free agents that could tickle the tonsils this offseason of the Chiefs roster.
Yeah, you mentioned 2026 guys. I mean,
Kyle Pitts
is 25 years old and he is a free agent.
Isaiah Likely.
That's a free
Kyle
agent.
Pitts is a fraud and a scam, and I wouldn't touch Kyle Pitts if he was the last guy on earth. You never, ever, ever look at a guy in a contract year and go, oh, I'm going to sign that guy, because those guys are scam artists and they are frauds and they're not somebody you want in your organization. Kyle Pitts can go kick rocks. That guy stunk for how long? And then he has a national TV game and he does something no other tight end in the history of the league does, 150 and three touchdowns. Oh, you're on national streaming. 20 million people are going to watch you. I'm going to go out there and have a good game. Guys like him piss me off.
You're a sauerkraut and slimy sandwich with arsenic sauce. You've got termites in your smile. Well, anyways, go ahead.
There was another guy there last night. We mentioned him earlier, Mike Evans. Older age would be maybe a one-year deal. Okay, Wood.
I'm not adding Mike Evans and think I've solved the wide receiver room. That's Lane Thomas, basically. That's a start.
Trey Hendrickson.
Injuries are interesting.
Injuries
and
age,
especially at that position.
Him. Yeah.
What is it now? Like back injury, shoulder injury. It's kind of added up. It's
a
again,
lot.
Maybe you're looking at it as like a cheap flyer. Like, hey, here's a 1 year, prove it. And but again, I don't know if that's the answer.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be looking for more money.
Again,
maybe
31 years old. I don't want grandma and grandpa out there running around. I need young guys.
And Kyle Pitts.
This is the
Kyle Pitts can't play.
This is the problem with a lot of these free agents too. You know, maybe not Trey Hendrickson, a little cheaper, same position, 30 years old, going to be 31. But killed us, Joey Bosa. Free agent?
I feel like Buffalo brings him back. I don't know if they let
him walk.
Wouldn't
be surprised.
Man, yeah. Right? Like he did a prove a year, and it's like, well, our defense isn't really that good. You've been the one good part of this defense. We'll keep you here as long as we possibly can.
But see, all three of these guys so far, you've done the same thing, and we've all done the same thing. Well, 1 year prove a deal. Somebody's going to pay these guys money, and it's stupid to pay these guys money. It really is, like especially the two defensive lineman guys over the age of 30. But somebody's going to back up a dump truck and give him that kind of cash. Maybe some of these guys are on the roster that we don't know about. You know, Mitch brought up Esipole and whatever that other guy's name was, and Noel Williams, and then you know we talk about how many guys are on this roster that may not have gotten that opportunity that we can see play too.
Yeah, I think you're going to be adding some senior citizens as far as NFL sports age is concerned on this free agent list. These guys are over 30, and honestly, they're mid-30s. You're talking Khalil Mack. You're talking Danico Autry. You're talking DJ Reader. These guys are 31, 32, 34.
I don't want that because we have old guys that are slow. Yep. So it's going, obviously, it's going to need to come from the draft. Where do you get more draft picks from?
Trades.
That's right. Clark's got to allow these guys to be traded as well and say, hey, Brett, man, if you feel you can flip Rashee Rice and get a bunch of picks, because this team does not need to go spend bad money. They need to use free agency the right way, obviously, but they also need to get younger. And the way you get younger is moving on from some of these older guys and doing it through the draft, but you don't have enough draft picks to turn your roster over enough, so then you've got to trade valuable assets to get draft picks back in return so you can, you know, continue to draft and build this roster. Because for the most part, the drafts have been really good here in Kansas City.
So let me ask you, Mac, Kyle Pitts or David Njoku, if Kelsey's done?
How old is Njoku, do we know?
He'll be 30.
I kind of like the Kyle Pitts idea, and I know that's foolish. I get it, Bob, but he is 25. The way he started his career,
he's remember a grifter.
His rookie season, second at the time, he was only the second tight end ever to have 1,000 yards behind next to Mike Ditka in his rookie season. So he had a great rookie year, only
Who
one
was
touchdown
his quarterback
that
year.
That would have been Mariota?
Was it Mariota?
Yeah, I think it was Mariota. Because then it was Desmond Ritter. I mean, that's another thing, too. You could look at the quarterbacks.
Sure.
Not exactly been Tom Brady and Mahomes back there for him. So, I don't know. I think there's a higher ceiling. Like, I think there's a ceiling where it's like, whoa, Kyle Pitts is a top 10 tight end now. On a good team with a good system, good quarterback.
And then why wouldn't Atlanta franchise him and not let him get away, too? If he's 25 years old and he's that good and he's in an organization and they don't franchise him, that tells you everything you need to know about that guy. Because you're 25 years old and you're 150 yards and three touchdowns, and they think you can play. They don't get rid of good players in the NFL. If that guy hits the free agent market without being franchised, that tells me a lot.
Yeah, that's probably why the right answer is Njoku. That's a floor. That's a safe play.
But I also don't think you need to. I hate the replace Travis Kelce thing. I think you need to find the best offensive players regardless of position and go for it. Like, I think when you say we've got to replace Travis Kelce, you're limiting yourself, and then you make a bad decision. That's the way it always works.
A running back name that's interesting because of the year they've had and running back that you need, Rico Dowdle's a free agent. He's 28.
That's a great.
That's not going to cost you a lot of money.
No,
probably
shouldn't. No. He's making $2.7 million this year.
Yeah,
and he's a UFA.
You think he'll know the playbook?
Well, he'll have all offseason to do it.
Well, is that long enough? I don't know anymore.
It's funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Rico Dowdle would be a fun
piece.
Yeah,
I love that.
Here.
Love that idea. Catch passes too. Can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, listen, he's learning the playbook. Yeah. It's November.
Here's another name. You like this name? Kenny Walker's a free agent.
Absolutely.
How old
would be
25?
Great. Smash.
Smash.
100% I'm bringing Kenny Walker. You guys can have Charbonnet.
Yeah, it's fine. You like Charbonnet anyways.
Yeah.
I prefer Pinot Noir, though.
Or Prina after a couple of glasses.
Yeah, Prina.
Okay, some more Pinot Noir. Yeah. But the Chiefs do have some guys on their team that you would consider like maybe supporting characters or supporting stars in this roster, right? Like Josh Simmons, you would think that he's going to be a future player, right? Injuries and the unfortunate situation that he had this year where he had to go be with family. But you would think that what you have
I'm giving
seen,
him a pass this
okay,
year.
That's fine. But
I
that's
am.
It.
Yeah. That's your, oh, yeah. If he's injured next year and everything, and then you just have to start to wonder, obviously, if he becomes an injury-prone guy. You know, obviously, this was a freak injury, but, you know.
Yeah, it was friendly fire from Kareem Hunt, and then he had the family ordeal that he had to take care of, which I don't blame him for that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that he is one of those guys. He's your left tackle of the future. You have him on a cheap contract for the next 3 years at least.
He's so good they call penalties on him because he's so good.
So damn dominating.
Not necessarily a lie. And then you look at what Rashee Rice's role is, and you talk about grifters and Kyle Pitts. Well, if you ever want to have a grifter moment, this is a moment where Rashee Rice can take over a game. I don't trust San Diego. I don't trust the Chargers of Los Angeles. I don't think they have a guy that can lock him up. I do worry about the offensive line and Mahomes' ability to stay there and read it, but I think this is one of those games where like you could tell a lot of people in Kansas City that you want to be here, that you want to clean it up, and you want to stay right here with the quarterback and Patrick Mahomes. Could be a big moment for Rashee Rice to say, is he more worthy to trade or is he more worthy to keep here? We could talk about Xavier Worthy as well.
Yeah, Xavier Worthy too. It just depends on what the offer is. I mean, I don't think you'll really know the true value, obviously, until after the season and people start to panic and people start to make offers and whatnot. And so I just don't think this is one of these off seasons where you say this guy's off limits or that guy's off limit. No, I don't think anybody's off limits. And you have to do what is best for the overall organization moving forward. And I think, look, they're at a crossroads right now, right? You want to keep winning, but also you need to flip that roster in a big way and get younger talent in here. Not that Rashee Rice isn't young, but if you can maximize him for draft picks or Xavier Worthy for draft picks or Trent McDuffie for draft picks and, kind of continue to cycle that roster over, then that's something that you need to do. And so I think it's a very complicated offseason, quite frankly, for the Chiefs. They're going to have to make shrewd draft picks that are going to be able to come in and contribute right away. They're going to have to make shrewd free agent signings that are not going to be overpriced aging veterans that everybody gets excited about and then comes in here and poops the bed and everybody goes, I don't understand why you got that guy, because that's what happens to most free agents. And then you have to go out there and make, I think very poignant trades as well this offseason. So there are three areas, I think, this offseason that Brett Veach has to dominate: the draft, the trades, and then the sprinkling in of the proper free agents that are going to contribute to this ball club and not be anchors away on this ball club.
Yeah, and for the draft, I mean, this is going to be his best opportunity, his best position anyways that he's had. He's going to be in the teens, mid-teens, more than likely if they do miss the playoffs. So
right.
He's going to have an opportunity here. Would you trade up in the draft?
I'd do anything.
Okay.
Wouldn't you? Would you? I would. I mean, I don't know who I'm looking at right now.
Honest to God,
I don't know what position I'm truly looking at right now. And that's kind of where the beauty is right now with the Chiefs. They can rank their guys, 1 to 20. And if they're picking in the teens, well, one of those guys is going to be there. And then you start to see on the board. And then you start to think about potentially trading up. And as I was talking to one Major League Baseball executive this morning, I'm like, do something. And it was like, well, it takes two to tango. So you have to have that other team that is willing to trade with Brett Veach. And usually when you trade with Brett Veach, you get your ass taken to the woodshed and kicked. So I don't know how many of these teams will want to trade with Brett Veach. And you do have to keep that in mind, because that is reality as well, that these other teams in this league just don't want anything to do with trading with Kansas City.
Another tight end that could be interesting is Kate Otten. He's a free agent in Tampa.
And not bad.
We know they're probably going to bring in a new regime after losing, five of their last seven, losing back-to-back weeks at home against the Saints and the Falcons.
Yikes. Your coach dropping F-bombs and blaming all the players. That thing's done.
Yeah.
Right. And, one name I want to bring up about a defensive side guy is Leo Chenal. Mm-hmm. Is he back next year?
I'd bring him back.
Because he's kind of what you would consider a Whit Merrifield type, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's a utility guy. He plays special teams, plays really good linebacker on stopping the run.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that I don't think is super expensive.
Probably won't complain about the direction of his ball club, though, and then have to get traded.
Right. Because he's a free agent next year.
That's one I would absolutely retain. Yep. Bring him back. Swiss Army knife, to your point. Can do everything.
You bring back McDuffie or Rice?
If I have to choose, Rice.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Let me, on three, tell me the reason why. One, two, three, Chiefs develop defensive backs.
Yeah, I couldn't
even. That was getting ready to come out.
I couldn't even think of my number one reason. I guess, honestly, thin at wide receiver. I mean, again, I mentioned it's Royals, Worthy, and Rice, and we never even saw Royals this season. So, again, that's just an idea in our minds. So, we kind of need Rice. And to your point, they've got McDuffie, they Sneed, Charvarius Ward. I've seen them do it.
Right. You've seen the defensive back development on clockwork.
No Williams.
It's been great.
Yeah.
It's been great. And so if you have to end up trading Trent McDuffie, and then, the benefit is he does have the fifth year option as well. You could still get him for a song if you're going to make a trade, and it's not going to hurt your checkbook right away. Trent McDuffie looks like the biggest trade chip that you do have out there.
I just go look at the history of what Brett Veach does, and that's one thing. You could knock him for what you want. He picks in the lower fifth part of the draft, 22nd through 32nd in the draft. One thing he does do is he drafts and develops corners on this team, and we have seen Charvarius Ward be let go. We have seen Legarius Sneed go, and McDuffie's the next guy up. And you talk about Noah Williams, and you see what he did against Houston, Nico Collins, mm-hmm. right? A lot of that was the pass yep. rush, makes the cornerbacks easier at their job. But you would think that past record-wise or past history, Brett Veach probably wouldn't pay high money for a corner if he thinks he can go get that value somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially in a draft where, what, I think I heard Cody and Gold talk about there could be 2 to 3 quarterbacks taken in the first round, so that's 3 picks you don't have to worry about mm-hmm. that teams are going to take, so it's going to open up maybe more defensive players in the draft, like when they took Karloftis, Chennault, and McDuffie and Cook all in that draft of 21, I believe, 21,
22. Yep.
So like maybe that's where the draft lies, and Veach is saying, hey, I know that we're not going to bring back McDuffie, but I know I'm going to go get Noel Williams to be the guy because I think I can trust that, and then I'm going to have, you know, some other guys come in and just recycle that because – to me, secondary has been a little bit of an issue this year, but the biggest issue is pass rush, right? I think you trade for a guy on the defensive line, and then you go, you know, get a free agent at wide receiver or somebody that might have to fill in the role for Travis Kelce. We still are unknown if he is done or not. Comments and demeanor would say elsewise. But again, I think that's where you look at because this team's not potentially going to make the playoffs this year. It'll be the first time since 2012 where the Royals and the Chiefs right. both miss out on the playoffs.
It's crazy, you know, and I was thinking about that yesterday, right? I'm thinking about, man, all these great moments we've had is going to come to an end this year, right? We're going to see a situation where neither the Royals or the Chiefs are in the postseason for the first time since the calendar year of 2012, the year that ended in disaster mm-hmm. here in Kansas City for the Chiefs and changed the regime. But it was also, you know, the Royals were starting to get good as well. And Andy came in, and in 2013, the Chiefs, you know, went 11-5, started 9-0, made the playoffs that year, right? Wow, holy crap, they made the postseason. How exciting. And Andy's, you know, first year, they ended up losing, obviously, the playoff game. Who was it to? Was that the
Colts?
Was that the Colts game?
That was his first year as the head coach.
Was that his first year as the head coach?
Because in year two, they lost. They went 9-7, didn't make it.
You're right. So, yeah, the Indianapolis, yeah, God bless. That's, you know, wow. Mm-hmm. So it was that 28-point game.
And then it was the back-to-back heartbreak, and then Mahomes stepped in.
Right, and then it was the Royals in 14 and 15, mm-hmm. and then obviously the Chiefs have picked up since then. Do you have a favorite play from this entire run of postseason that we've seen in both the Royals and Chiefs?
Yeah.
What is it?
Take time to think about it. It's the Titans run.
The Titans run.
The greatest play of Mahomes' career.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. That is a really good one.
23 seconds left, second quarter. Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet of Patrick Mahomes' incredible young career.
Will go down as the greatest play of his entire career.
That was still, I'm watching it in my mind still to this day.
Tiptoeing on the left side of the sideline.
Yeah.
23 seconds left in the first half. That was door shut.
Yes. Yeah, that was, man.
And that was his I'm him moment. That was like, that was the moment where it was like, damn it, his arm, and now this?
Yeah, I mean, that run was like, it was just so smart. I mean, it was just brilliant. Yes. And he's done it ever since, and now they're talking about changing rules because of it. Do you have a moment?
Yeah, I think I'd say the Wasp.
Third and 15 for the Chiefs from their own 35, and San Francisco leading by 10. 7:13 to go in the game. Seven guys drop back into his deep zone here for the 49ers. Four-man rush, but those four are enough. Here they come, Mahomes stepping up. He's throwing long downfield for Tyreek Hill. Got it at the 20-yard line and then spun down there. The first giant chunk of the game on third down and 15. And Mahomes guns it for 44 yards.
Yeah, I've never had an emotional experience like watching that football game. And that was a huge moment, huge flipping point. That was awesome.
Yeah,
great night.
It was huge. For me, it's the play that started it all.
The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third and fair! Fair ball! Up the left field line, here's Cologne! And the Royals win it!
I mean, do you hear the crowd? Mm-hmm. If you just did not get goosebumps, I mean, I don't know.
The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third and fair! Fair ball! Up the left field line, here's Cologne! And the Royals win it!
Suck it, Donaldson.
Woo!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, man. That was so good. So you guys can weigh in on your favorite plays of this era, because think about it. We've been so spoiled, guys. 2012 is the last year the Royals or the Chiefs did not make the playoffs. And we went all those years with neither team making it into the playoffs.
Ain't over yet.
No.
Still life. Still light at the end of the tunnel, because you got 15. Maybe we see one of those Titan runs again that shuts the door on the Chargers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.